failed. Kind of works for me.
Does it?
She whispered, clinging to the front of his shirt as he dipped his head to kiss her.
Yeah.
Nick's hand slid over Noelle's back, stopping just short of gripping her ass and pressing her into his hard cock.
Gross! Get a room, you two!
They broke apart to find Gabby and Drew standing in front of them, arms wrapped around each other. The white bandage was still in place over the bridge of Gabby's nose, but the skin under her eyes had faded to blue, yellow, and green swirls.
Whoa, Gabby,
Nick said at a loss.
I know, I look badass, right?
Gabby grinned. The two women hugged, and Drew ran a hand over his shaved head with a grin, focused on Nick.
I'm just glad they made up. If I had to hear about another reality show crap fest, I was about to run for the hills.
Nick knew Drew was lying through his teeth by the way he watched Gabby, his gaze tender. It was obvious Drew loved his woman and would watch anything she wanted as long as it made her happy. He could relate. Nick knew if Noelle asked him to sit through some ridiculous bullshit, he'd do it with a smile on his face. But he would have done it when they were just friends.
Thank you, by the way,
Gabby whispered.
Because of Amber's flying hands, I got a little taken off the top.
What? Drew and Noelle cried unanimously.
Oh, jeez, I was just kidding. My mother would kill me if I altered the body God gave me. She still doesn't know about your tat.
Shh! Gabby silenced Noelle with a hand over her mouth.
Remember your oath to the grave.
Nick cocked a brow. What's this?
You aren't the only person to ever get a secret tattoo,
Noelle said with a wink.
What? Nick has a tat? Let me see.
Gabby reached for Nick, but Drew picked her up against his chest.
How about we not try to undress other guys in public?
In private, then?
Gabby smirked.
Woman, can we get through the honeymoon before you try to bring other men into our bedroom?
Why's everything gotta be about sex with you?
Gabby sheepishly grinned at Noelle.
Such a perv.
Same with this one. She jerked a thumb in Nick's direction.
Just a few minutes ago, he...
Nick covered her mouth with his hand.
I think we need to separate them.
I concur, Drew said, taking off in another direction, Gabby still in his arms.
I'll text you,
Gabby hollered. Noelle pulled his hand away.
You better.
Nick slid his arms around her waist, hugging her.
You two are crazy.
I will take the insanity. You don't know what it was like when she wasn't talking to me. It's only happened a few times since we were 14 and never for very long, but it's like a hole in my heart.
She nudged him with her shoulder.
Kinda like when you were gone.
Nick turned her around and kissed her nose.
The good news is, I'm not going anywhere.
Noelle didn't immediately respond, and he noted the way her eyes darted to the side.
She still didn't believe he really wanted to be with her, and that was okay. They had plenty of time for him to prove it. What do you want to do next?
I think I need to hit the little girl's room before we stray too far from it.
Gotcha. I'll wait over there.
Stalker.
She waved her hand, disappearing behind the tile partition. Nick grinned, leaning back against the wall of the community center.
Life had a crazy way of taking you right where you needed to go.
A month ago, he couldn't wait to get home and be with Amber, and she dumped him. If she hadn't done that, and if Tripp hadn't moved on with Jillian, he wouldn't be as happy as he was right now. He wanted to believe that even if they hadn't been single at the same time, right when he got back into town, that they still would have found themselves feeling this way, but who knew? Nick copied the link to Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer, and sent it to her. He could just imagine her expression when she came out of the bathroom, shaking her head, that smile on her lips.
Hey, Nick.
Nick winced at Amber's high-pitched greeting.
Hi.
His ex wore a fuzzy red off-the-shoulder sweater and blue jeans tucked into black boots. Her glossy red lips wore a broad smile with just a touch of pleading.
I know you're probably busy and I hate to ask, but can you help me? My tire's flat and I don't know how to change one.
Nick couldn't imagine why women didn't learn how to change their own tires. Noelle could change a tire faster than he could.
It was pretty impressive.
I'm waiting for Noelle. Isn't there someone else you can ask? Her smile dimmed a bit, and a guilty twinge pinched his conscience. But he pushed it aside. Any other citizen, he'd have already been out the door, but with everything he'd learned about Amber, he knew the chances of her having ulterior motives were high.
Really? You can't just pop out for a minute to help? Otherwise, I'm going to have to sit outside and wait for AAA.
Then again, Noelle had nothing to worry about. No matter what Amber tried, Nick wanted nothing to do with her. Fine, I'll help you. Amber's blue eyes lit up and she beamed.
Oh, thank you. You are a lifesaver.
Just give me a minute. I want to wait for Noelle.
Oh, sure. I get it.
Noelle came out of the bathroom a few seconds later with his sister, Holly. Noelle noticed Amber first and her smile faded, her gaze shifting back to Nick. Hey, Amber's tire is flat. Do you mind if I step outside and take care of it for her? Noelle cleared her throat.
Of course not. Thanks, Noelle. You're a peach,
Amber said sweetly. Holly glared at her.
There's 100 tutorials on YouTube that will show her how to change a tire.
I'll be quick. He leaned over and kissed Noelle's forehead.
I'll find you in a bit.
Sure. Come on, Holly. I want to see your tree again.
His sister kept giving Amber the evil eye until they disappeared into the crowd.
Shall we?
Amber asked. Nick nearly told her he'd changed his mind and she needed to find someone else, but Noelle said it was fine. He loved her. Noelle had to know that. She trusted him at the very least, and he'd be quick. Nick followed behind Amber out the side door to the gravel parking lot. The place was packed, but luckily, she'd parked off to the side in the last stall. He grabbed her spare from the trunk of her car, along with the jack and tools, wanting to get this done and be back at Noelle's side. Amber leaned up against her car, watching him work.
I really appreciate this, Nick.
I understand you didn't want to wait for an hour for AAA, but no one else could have done this for you. Aren't you here with someone?
You mean Guy? We aren't dating anymore.
Sorry to hear that.
Hindsight is 20/20, right?
She cleared her throat, taking a step closer to him.
I know I shouldn't be telling you this, but I think I made a mistake, Nick.
He cranked the jack, not even looking at her. What does that mean?
Breaking up with you.
Nick took a deep, even breath. Let's not go there, okay? I'm doing you a favor. Don't make me regret it.
Why would you regret helping me?
She asked, angrily. I know all about your issues with Noelle. Don't try to use me to get to her. It's not going to work. She opened her mouth and snapped it shut several times, as though weighing what to say next. Finally, she spoke in an almost regretful tone.
I'm sorry. I didn't ask you to change my tire because I wanted to upset or offend you. I know I do that with people all the time, even when I care about people, I always mess it up.
He stopped loosening a lug nut and stared up at her. What are you getting at, Amber?
You being home made our relationship realer than it's ever been, and you'd been going on about marriage and kids for so long.
Amber. She stopped talking when he said her name sternly. I am with Noelle. I love Noelle. I think right now, you're feeling scared about being on your own, and that's normal. But you and me, we're not happening.
Then why did you help me, if you feel nothing for me?
I told you I'd treat you with respect, like everyone else in this town, until you gave me a reason not to. And right now, you're being incredibly disrespectful to me and Noelle.
Noelle, poor Noelle. I am so sick of hearing that. What the hell makes her so damn special?
God, he was such a fucking idiot. Even his sister thought so. He'd let Amber manipulate him. He'd actually felt guilty for not wanting to help her. And all along, it was just a way to get him alone.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean it. I want you to know that I still care.
Nick finished the tire in silence and stood. Done. Drive safe.
That's it?
She cried. Nick spoke firmly.
Yes, Amber, that's it. You and me isn't going to happen. Stop seeking me out.
Nick turned away, but before he could take a step, she threw her arms around him, trying to kiss him. He shoved her, surprised by her sudden onslaught, and she fell back against her car with a cry. Nick shook his head, resisting the urge to make sure she was okay.
Stay away from me.
He headed back inside, searching for Noelle through the maze of trees. Joyful Christmas music played overhead and he shook with adrenaline. He spotted Holly talking to his parents, but balked when he realized Noelle wasn't with them.
Hey, where's Noelle?
Holly snorted.
She left. What do you mean? She looked at my tree, said it was lovely, and told me goodnight.
His mom frowned.
Honey, what's going on?
Holly stabbed her finger in Nick's direction.
This moron went outside to change his ex-girlfriend's tire, leaving Noelle in here with me, on their first date.
His parents wore identical expressions of puzzlement. His mom only said,
Oh, dear.
Why would you do that? His dad asked, bluntly.
Because I was trying to be nice.
She's your ex. You don't have to be anything to her ever again.
I really don't want to have this discussion with anyone but Noelle.
Nick leveled his sister with a hard stare.
Do you know where she went?
Holly hesitated till their mother elbowed her and she grunted, answering reluctantly.
Check by the front entrance. I saw her head that way. Fix it, Nick. All I'm going to say about it.
Nick took off for the front of the community center and burst through the double doors, searching the parking lot for Noelle. He found her off to the side, staring down at her phone.
Noelle.
She looked up briefly, but turned away without fully meeting his gaze.
I don't want to talk right now, Nick.
When she took off running through the parking lot, he chased her.
Noelle!
Noelle didn't slow down.
Leave me alone.
Hold on a second.
Nick tried to take her arm in his hand, but she jerked away.
I know I messed up, going with Amber to help her, but nothing happened. She told me she still had feelings and I shot her down.
Noelle spun around, fury brightening her one good eye.
You think I'm pissed because she made a play for you? I am furious with you for leaving me on our first official date for her. I know you're a good guy, and I love that about you, but where she's concerned, can't you just be an asshole and tell her to fuck off?
Nick opened his mouth to explain, but she kept going.
I mean, if any of my ex-boyfriends walked up while you were in the toilet and asked me to go outside in the dimly lit parking lot to give them a jump, I'd have told them to go to hell.
Nick's brow furrowed.
Wait a second. You went out with Tripp last weekend.
That was before we agreed to this.
She waved her hand between them, her voice choked up.
To give this a real shot and you blew it.
I blew it? I asked you and you said it was okay.
You never should have put me in that position. I am not going to make decisions for you, but for someone who is supposed to know me better than anyone, you should have realized there was no way in hell I'd be okay with you leaving me for her.
Noelle's voice broke as she kept going.
As much as I try to get over my past with Amber, that girl loves to hurt me. She told me that you would never forget her because she was your first time. For weeks, she has made digs about you and me, playing on all of my insecurities, and you still walked off with her because she needed you. You going outside with her proved everything she'd been saying to me is right.
Noelle, I went out to help her, not hurt you.
But you did, Nick. You hurt me.
Nick's stomach twisted up, and he reached out for her again, but she evaded him.
I am sorry. I wasn't trying to be thoughtless.
I know. That's what makes it so much worse.
Nick threw up his hands.
Is this really about Amber? Or were you looking for a way out?
Excuse me?
Nick shook his head, desperation mixed with frustration steering the reckless course his mouth took.
Admit it. You've been ready to run since the first time we kissed, anything close to relationship status, and you bolt. You tell me that I didn't think about you tonight, but that isn't true. I knew how you felt about Amber, which is the whole reason I asked. I put the ball in your court and you said it was fine. Now you're punishing me for it. You tested me and I bombed it. I may know you better than anyone, Noelle, but I'm not a mind reader.
You are not naive enough to think all she wanted from you was help with a fucking tire.
I didn't even think about what ulterior motives she could have. I came out here to help. That's it. I don't want her. You are the only person I want, ever.
Then why would you put yourself in this position?
She cried, pushing at his chest when he tried to hug her.
No. I just want to get out of here alone.
Nick glared at her, his heart breaking even as he whispered, Fine. Take off, but just so we're clear, I chased you. I did everything in my power to show you how I felt. I'm not running after you anymore. If you want to save what we have, make your move. Otherwise, I'm done trying. Without looking back, he walked away, his feet dragging the ground like cement blocks, his heart screaming to go back, to beg her not to give up. But pride won the fight. If she wanted to set him up to fail, they were already doomed.
Chapter 26. Noelle dashed at her right cheek while her tears from her left eye soaked the bandage and eye patch. Frustrated, she yanked it off and stomped it, cursing angrily. At least her eyes had pretty much healed, because salt in an open corneal scratch had been unpleasant Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. God, she should have told Nick no when he'd asked about helping Amber. But Noelle was trying to take the high road, to show Amber that she wasn't as big a bitch as she thought. But the longer she waited, the more her imagination ran wild. Amber convincing Nick she'd changed, that Noelle wasn't right for him. Nick realizing his first love wasn't as easy to forget. So she'd excused herself to go looking for them. She'd heard them arguing and then watched Amber throw herself at Nick. She should have been happy that Nick rebuffed her. But instead, she was angry, furious with herself for pitying Amber and giving her the benefit of the doubt. Pissed at Amber for being such a bitch. And disappointed with Nick for even asking her in the first place. It was their first date. They should be looking at the ice sculptures right now, laughing over a cup of cider and kissing beneath the random sprigs of mistletoe. Instead, she was standing alone in the dark, wondering if she should go back inside and try to find Holly. But then she'd have to wait until the event was over. Damn it.
Noelle?
She groaned at the sound of Tripp's voice behind her. Great. Just what I need. When she turned, he pushed off the wall of the building, putting a lit cigarette out on the ground. She wrinkled her nose. She'd never let him smoke around her, hated the smell and taste of it. Every once in a while, she'd get a whiff and lose all attraction to him. Just another reason on the long list of why she was glad they were no longer hooking up.
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Noelle rolled her eyes. I thought me ditching you at the restaurant was pretty self-explanatory. It's called ghosting. Take the hint and leave me alone. Tripp marched over, stopping a little over a foot away. In the dim lights of the parking lot, she noticed his eyes were heavy-lidded, as if he'd been tying one on for quite a while.
No. Leaving me was rude, but I'm willing to forgive you.
Noelle snorted. Big of you.
Why are you giving me attitude?
Are you for real? You're a condescending asshat, and I want to kick my own ass for letting you in my pants.
That's a bit harsh, don't you think?
There was a sharp edge to his tone, but Noelle ignored it, too fired up to care if she ticked him off. She hurt, and she wanted to hurt back. Let's see. You take me out behind your girlfriend's back? Try to hit me up for money, and you forgive me. You're right. Douche canoe is more accurate.
I wouldn't call Jillian my girlfriend.
The man just didn't seem to get the point. I'll see you around, Tripp. He grabbed her arm when she tried to pass.
Now wait a minute.
She tried to yank her arm away, but he gripped it tighter. There is no waiting. I'm not giving you a dime, and you can just keep walking the next time you see me.
The two of us were barely friends when we were screwing, and that hasn't changed. So let me go. Trip reached out for her other arm, but Noelle evaded him. Still, he didn't ease his grasp on her other bicep.
You're not going anywhere until we come to an understanding. Hey!
Pike's angry shout came just before he slammed into Trip, knocking him to the ground.
Noelle stumbled forward and would have fallen if Anthony hadn't grabbed her, moving her away from the scuffle. Pike stood over Trip, visibly shaking.
You ever put hands on her again, and I will bury you, fucker!
Anthony pulled her into his side, his usually laid-back expression a mask of fury.
You okay, Noelle?
Yeah, I'm good. Just want to go home.
No, I need to talk to her,
Trip whined, trying to climb to his feet. Pike pushed Trip with one hand, causing the other man to stumble back.
Then you need to learn how to talk with your mouth and keep your hands to yourself. Stop putting your damn hands on me,
Trip growled, his left eye twitching.
Oh yeah, see, you don't like that, huh? Someone putting their hands on you without your permission?
Trip threw up his hands, yelling.
Fine, fuck it. I'll never come near her again. You can have her.
Trip spit on the ground at her feet.
Too much traveled road for me anyway. The fuck did you say?
Anthony started forward, but Noelle beat him to it. Her palm connected with Trip's cheek with a crack, the sting making her hand throb. She shook it out with a grunt.
Go home, Trip. Forget you ever knew me.
Trip rubbed his face, his eyes narrowed into slits. When he opened his mouth, Pike took a step toward him.
You don't talk to her. You hear?
Noelle caught his arm with a shake of her head. I appreciate the assist, but I don't need anyone to fight my battles for me.
You're just the catalyst. I've been wanting to whoop this dick's ass for years.
Trip put his hands in the air, backing away from them.
No need for that. I'm gone. You won't hear from me again. Get, then.
Trip didn't hesitate, but took off back into the community center. Noelle sighed heavily. You know I was handling it, right? Anthony put an arm around Noelle's shoulders.
We know. I was waiting for you to crack him one, but Pike got impatient.
Noelle wasn't the damsel in distress type. But with Trip being drunk and brazen, he might not have backed off so easily if the guys hadn't shown up. Thank you. Anthony squeezed her with a grin.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Pike trailing a foot behind them as they headed toward Anthony's truck.
What were you doing out here with him anyway?
Anthony chided.
Where's Nick?
Noelle cleared her throat, trying to get past the lump lodged there. We didn't work out.
Fuck,
Pike mumbled.
I knew it. Shut up.
Anthony opened the passenger door, studying her.
Do you want to get a drink and talk about it?
Noelle paused with her hand on the door, giving him a sad smile. How about we get drunk and not talk about it?
Deal.
Pike got into the back of Anthony's Chevy truck, letting her take the front. He hadn't said a word to her, and she cleared her throat before turning around to look at him. Thanks for defending my honor. Pike nodded.
I always got your back. That's what friends do.
The lump in her throat threatened to choke her. I appreciate you.
Yeah, sure. I never did like that guy.
Anthony climbed into the driver's seat just in time to weigh in.
Me neither.
Pike leaned back against the seat, watching her warily.
So, how bad was your breakup with Nick, and whose fault was it? Pike!
Anthony growled.
What? I just need to know who was getting me in the split.
Oh my God, it was barely one date, Noelle cried. There will be no splitting or choosing. We just need a little time apart and then everything will go back to the way it was.
Aren't you doing the Christmas concert together?
Pike asked. Noelle clenched her jaw.
Yes. So practice is still for another week?
Uh-huh.
Geez, yeah. I can see where all that distance is going to come into play.
Shut up, fish, she mumbled.
So much for gratitude.
Anthony's phone rang and the screen of his truck console popped up with Nick's name. He glanced at Noelle and sent it to voicemail.
You didn't have to do that.
Noelle didn't want the guys to think Nick had done something unforgivable.
I'll call him back when we get to where we're going.
Anthony threw the truck into reverse and slowly drove through the busy parking lot. Where are we going? Noelle asked. Pike's phone blared in the back seat and he answered it.
This is badass motherfucker. How may I direct your call?
Noelle couldn't understand what Nick said until Pike responded.
Why, yes, she is.
Yeah, she did.
Because he was manhandling her.
I offered to, but she stopped me. Apparently, she didn't want douche blood on her hands.
Nick's voice carried through the phone for several moments before Pike cut him off.
Look, we will be your boys tomorrow. Tonight, it's tits before dicks. Peace.
Noelle scowled at him.
Tits before dicks? What?
Anthony shook his head.
What did Nick say?
Apparently, someone saw what went down, and now everyone is talking about the slap heard around Mistletoe.
Nick wanted to make sure you were all right.
Noelle's traitorous heart soared.
Then he asked if we wanted to hang. I told him we would be with Noelle tonight, and we'd see him tomorrow.
Guilt niggled at Noelle. You don't have to do that. He's your best friend.
So are you. Just because he is a guy doesn't make him any more important.
Pike patted her shoulder and the simple gesture made her blurt out, I'm the one who called it off. Silence stretched through the cab, tension so thick you could take an ice cream scoop to it.
Why?
Anthony asked.
Because he went out to change Amber's tire.
Why did it sound so lame out loud?
Pike spluttered.
So?
And she tried to kiss him.
So?
They repeated in unison.
He knows Amber and I have a complicated relationship. She's been dogging Nick since she saw us at Bruise and Chew's. I warned him she wasn't over him, and he still asked if he could go outside to change her tire.
You told him not to change her tire, and he did it anyway?
Anthony asked.
No, I told him he could, but you don't get it. He shouldn't have asked in the first place.
Hello, we are talking about Nick.
Pike leaned over the seat, ticking items off his fingers.
He's a Boy Scout. He walks grandmas across the road and shit. He went out to change a tire because that is who he is. If it had been me, then yeah, maybe I thought I'd get a little smooch for helping out. But Nick is a great guy. He does shit because he thinks it's the right thing to do.
That doesn't make it okay. He knows how I feel about Amber, and he didn't care.
Anthony held up a hand. She repeated.
That's right.
Anthony pulled the truck to the side of the road and turned in the seat to face her. He flipped on the dome light, and she got a really good look at his hard expression.
Girl, you need a reality check. First off, you don't own Nick. He can change 1,000 tires for Amber, and nothing you do or say controls that. Nor should you want to. Relationships are about trust.
I trust him, but not her. He set himself up to be alone with her, and she threw herself at him.
Nick is the victim, and you're blaming him. If Gabby went out to help some guy change a tire and he'd kissed her, even though she didn't want it, is it her fault?
Noelle's stomach sank. No, of course not.
Did he kiss her back?
No, he pushed her away.
Pike leaned on the back of the seat, staring at her.
I take it back. We are dropping you off and grabbing Nick. He is clearly the wronged party.
Noelle whirled around.
Seriously? You don't understand at all where I'm coming from.
Anthony shook her shoulder gently.
The place you're coming from is illogical. The man would give his underwear away if he thought someone needed them. The only reason you're freaking out is because you hate Amber. Should Nick have asked you in the first place? No. He should have told her to take a flying leap, but he's not that guy, and if he was, you wouldn't care so damn much.
Noelle opened and closed her mouth, fighting to form a sound argument, but Pike spoke up before she'd collected herself.
Plus, I think you might be a little scared.
Scared of what?
She spluttered. Pike cupped his hands over his heart.
Of opening yourself to love.
Now her stomach churned with guilt, frustration, and irritation. If she didn't get the heck out of this car, she might puke. Yeah, you know what? Take me home before I gag.
I'm not wrong. You kept Nick at arm's length, and once you let him in, you couldn't deny your chemistry. You invented this conflict, and now boom, you can pretend that you tried, but you're lying to yourself.
Noel resisted the urge to pop Pike in his smug, self-satisfied face.
No response because I'm right, Pike sang.
Noel grit her teeth and didn't speak to either of them the rest of the drive. She hadn't overreacted. Being in a relationship meant putting yourself in the other person's shoes. She wouldn't take off with Tripp for any reason. But Nick would. Even if it was someone he didn't like, he'd still help. Noelle's heart sank, deflating her self-righteous anger along with it. Pike and Anthony were right. She'd fucked up because she'd been looking for a reason to run. Instead of putting the blame where it belonged, with Amber, she'd taken all of her bottled-up emotions out on Nick. How did she explain that to Nick, her person, the man she loved? Fuck. What did I do?
Chapter 27. Stretched out along his couch, Nick still couldn't sleep, and it was past 2 a.m. Pike and Anthony called him back after dropping Noel off, offering to take him out and give him their 2 cents, but he wasn't feeling it. The last thing he wanted to do was talk about Noel. It's not like he could fully shake her from his mind, living 2 doors down from her. The fruity scent of her was all over his bed, his house. Everything reminded him of her. How do you forget about the other half of you? Your person. Nick couldn't, so instead of sleeping, he drank 1 too many glasses of whiskey and turned on a movie, something violent and gory. No romance whatsoever. Insistent knocking interrupted his sulking, and he climbed to his feet, glaring at the wooden door. He squinted into the peephole and stilled. Noelle's anxious face stared back at him. She was standing outside his door at 2 a.m. in the freezing cold. His heart thundered as he unlocked it and dragged the door open, staring at her in drunken befuddlement. You're here.
Yeah, can I come in?
Sure, not doing anything. Except drinking, I see. What? Now a man can't have a spot of whiskey in his own home? Nick picked up his half-drunk glass from the coffee table and kicked the rest of it down the hatch.
Oh, God, you're drinking whiskey? You always get this weird mix of Scottish and French when you drink whiskey.
I don't know what you're talking about, he cleared his throat. Why are you here?
I couldn't sleep without talking to you. About earlier. You and Amber. I was an ass.
I? Noel covered her mouth, but he could tell by the crinkling in the corner of her eyes she was smiling.
Maybe I should go and we can have this conversation when you're sober.
Nick sprang for the door, holding it shut with the palm of his hand before she could escape. I'm sober enough to hear what you have to say.
Right.
She took a deep breath, fidgeting with her hands.
So I may have behaved terribly to you earlier, and I'm sorry.
For which part? Calling me stupid or suggesting I wanted to fuck Amber? Noel swallowed.
Both. Being a good person who takes care of others, it's just who you are.
Yeah, I know. I said this. You've told me this.
But I am not that way,
Noel admitted.
I wouldn't piss on Amber if she was on fire.
Your aim would be terrible and ineffective. You don't have the right equipment. Noel laughed, covering her face with one hand.
Oh, God.
What? 'Tis true. Girls can't aim for shit, unless they have one of those funnel things.
Where are you even? Never mind.
She sighed.
I just mean that you are better than me in so many ways. You can put your animosity aside when others are in need. I have always admired that about you, despite recent events that may seem to counter that statement.
Nick raked his hands down his face, wishing he was slightly less drunk so he could follow what she was trying to say easily. All he'd absorbed so far was he was good and she was sorry.
Noelle, as you guessed it, I'm pretty fucked up. You're doing too much talking for me, drunk arse, to understand, so in the simplest terms, why don't you just be clear about what you're trying to say? Noelle's hand reached up, cupping his cheek, and he leaned into her warmth, thinking how he'd never thought he'd feel her touch again. He lost his balance and nearly toppled over. She grabbed onto his arms to steady him, staring up into his eyes.
You have been chasing me for weeks, but in all honesty, I should have been the one chasing you. I'm still scared, though, so I needed to collect my thoughts and, well, I made you a playlist tonight.
She released him and shoved a hand into her pocket, removing an object. She held out a slim black flash drive and Nick took it from her, their fingers grazing.
Thank you. Figured it was about time since you're always making me mix CDs. I hope it can give you some insight into what's going on in my head because half the time, I'm not sure what I'm trying to do myself.
Let's give it a listen, shall we? Nick sat down on the couch trying to insert the drive into his laptop, but the world tilted on its axis.
Ooh, boat ride.
He flopped back onto the couch, sliding the flash drive into his pocket.
I'll listen to it later. Maybe wait until you've had a cup of coffee or two.
Sure.
You sure?
The effort to stay awake drained all his strength.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you for hearing me out. I guess we'll talk tomorrow at practice.
Yeah, we'll talk then. Noelle bent over and kissed his cheek.
I hope you can forgive me.
Forgive you always. I love you. He barely registered the door closing before he passed out. He woke up hours later, his mouth dry and tasting like ass. He grimaced as he blinked his eyes open, the sun streaming in through his open blinds.
God, what the fuck?
He muttered. He rolled off the couch and hit the floor hard, groaning as his head thundered like 1,000 horse beats clippity-clopping across his skull. Something wet and sticky covered the front of his shirt, and he took it off, dropping it to the floor. Nick climbed to his feet and clumsily made his way to the bathroom where he threw up everything fermented in his stomach. Once he'd rinsed the taste of bad choices and regret out of his mouth, he brushed his teeth and took a shower. He almost felt like a new man, except for the throbbing headache still dogging him. Nick gathered up the jeans and shirt he'd fallen asleep in and did a load of laundry. After a quick breakfast, he went back to bed. It was Sunday, anyway. Nothing for him to do except... Nick woke up in a cold sweat and checked his phone. Nick was supposed to help out at the tree farm this morning. His mom would have his head on a pike. At a little after two, he rolled up to his parents' place and snuck in through the back of the tent, hoping to avoid detection.
Where have you been all day?
Mary teased.
Sleeping off a nasty hangover.
You went drinking last night?
She frowned.
What happened with Noelle?
She broke up with me.
Mary slapped her hands on her hips.
What did you do?
I should have listened to you.
Oh, no. Did you kiss Amber?
God, no, of course not.
She tried to kiss me and I shoved her off.
And Noelle saw?
No, but I told her. She wasn't even pissed about that. Mary frowned.
What was she mad about then?
Me asking her about helping out Amber in the first place.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, but I should be allowed to help someone who needs me. That's being a good neighbor. Mary's eyebrows jumped in disbelief.
Unless it is your crazy hot ex-girlfriend who picked on your current girlfriend through her adolescence. Then you tell her to fuck off.
Nick sighed. Well, I did eventually tell her something along those lines, but it was too late.
Aw, don't stress, big brother.
Mary hugged Nick hard.
Noelle will come around. She loves you.
Like a friend, you mean?
No, I mean that she adores your ass and she'll show up at your door soon holding a single red rose and say, it's you.
What?
Not your thing?
All right, she'll walk up to you in a crowded place and whisper,
I always believed in you. I just didn't believe in me.
Nick blinked at her.
Oh, for the love of Target, never mind. Pop culture is lost on you, my friend.
Mary shook her head.
All I'm trying to say is, she'll show up with some big romantic gesture you won't understand, but still love. You'll kiss, fall into each other's arms, and live happily ever after.
You do understand what reality is, right?
Reality TV? Yeah, for sure.
She walked away from him, and he dragged ass the rest of the day, avoiding his mother's watchful eye, and managed to get the hell out of there without a lecture. He followed his sisters down to the basement to practice, watching the stairs anxiously for Noel. Soft footpads sounded on the stairs, and his mother popped her head out.
Hey, Nick. Noel's feeling under the weather, and I was hoping you could drop by a container of my healing chicken noodle soup.
Sure. Nick wasn't sure how Noel would feel about him swinging by her place, especially considering he was ass deep in love with her. He should find a way to stay away from her until his broken heart healed. But they were too intertwined in each other's lives for that to happen. The Christmas concert, the guys, even family gatherings were unavoidable. He'd planned on leaving the soup on the mat and texting her it was there, but he knocked instead. She answered it, wrapped in a blanket like a burrito, only her face sticking out. Her nose and cheeks were flushed, and her eyes watery with fever.
Man, you really are sick.
Thank you, Captain Obvious, she sighed. Sorry. I hate feeling like garbage. It makes me snappy.
It's fine. Mom made you soup. He held up the bag and her face lit up.
Bless her. Did she pack crackers?
Of course. Her arms snaked out from between the blanket split, and she tried to take the bag, but he held it away. She frowned.
What are you doing?
Taking care of you. Now go lay down before you fall down.
You don't have to do that. I don't want to get you sick.
Believe me, whatever you got, you were contagious long before today, so I'm already contaminated.
That's a lovely thought, she grumbled.
Still, she stepped back and let him in. He couldn't fight a grin as he watched her waddle in her blanket burrito back to the couch and flop down with a moan.
I hurt everywhere.
I'm sure you do. Nick walked into the kitchen and poured the contents of the first plastic container into a bowl. He popped it into the microwave, removed a sleeve of crackers from the bag, and put the rest of the soup in the fridge. He clicked his tongue at how empty it was.
Where are all your groceries? I ate them all. I was going to go shopping today, and then this happened.
You got a list somewhere?
Corkboard next to the fridge.
Nick grabbed the 15-item list on Snowman Stationery.
Well, if it had been a snake, it would have bitten me.
He came back into the room and set her food down on the coffee table with a glass of water. Have you taken any medicine?
Some NyQuil. Should kick in soon.
Nick brushed her hair back from her face, aching to wrap her up and snuggle her against him, fever, snot, and all.
Try to eat something. I'm going to the store, and I'll be back in a bit.
My wallet is in my purse by the door.
You can pay me back later.
Did you listen to my playlist?
She murmured sleepily. What playlist?
The one I gave you last night.
Nick cocked his head, bewildered.
Noel, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am so sorry,
she whimpered.
Shh.
He patted her through the comforter.
Not sure where, but it was meant to be comforting.
You rest. I'll be back soon and we can talk about it.
Okay.
Nick walked out of her apartment and headed to the store. It didn't take him long to grab the meager things on her list, plus a few more he added. The whole time he kept racking his brain. What playlist was she talking about? She'd come by last night?
What was she sorry about?
That she'd ended things before they really began, or that they'd ever gotten started in the first place. When he arrived back at her place, she snored heavily under her comforter. He put away the groceries and cleaned up the remnants of her lunch. There was still half a bowl of soup left and most of the crackers. When he finished cleaning up, the playlist still nagged at the back of his mind. He snuck out to his own apartment, being careful not to wake her. Nick searched around his living room, his kitchen, his bedroom. Not a CD or a thumb drive to be found. Maybe she'd been hallucinating? Nick packed up his laptop, figuring he'd get a little work done at her place while he took care of her. Even if they weren't dating, they were still friends. No matter how hurt he was, he couldn't turn his back on her. He needed her. Loved her. Loved her so much, he'd be whatever it took to keep her close. Even if not being able to tell her how deep his feeling went ate him up inside. He finished transferring his laundry and heard the click of something hit the bottom of his dryer. A black, rectangular flash drive stood out against the stark white of the dryer.
Oh, shit!
Nick grabbed the drive, flicking the protective cover off. It didn't look damaged, and he shook it to check for any lingering water.
Crap, 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 crap.
Unpacking his laptop again, he inserted the drive and clicked on the folder. The circle turned, thinking, drawing out the suspense on whether or not he'd ruined Noelle's late-night playlist. She'd had to have dropped it off when he was too drunk to remember. Finally, it opened, revealing a list of songs. He clicked on the first one, and Only Wish jingled in his ear. His head bobbed the entire time, clicking on track two. His favorite song. The next one was the Toby Keith song they'd sung at his birthday, and the Mindy McCready they'd danced to at Brews and Chews when they'd had their first, albeit fake, kiss. He clicked on to the next, and each one triggered a memory of Noelle. When the playlist ended with Must Be Santa, Nick wiped at the tears in his eyes. Noelle loved him too. She hadn't admitted it out loud, but this playlist proved she did. And just like that, he was back in the game.
Chapter 28. On Tuesday morning, Noelle rolled over in bed and stared at the empty space beside her. Nick stayed with her all day yesterday, working at the kitchen table while she slept on the couch. He'd kept her fed, medicated, and hydrated, even when she grumpily told him she could take care of herself. He'd ignored her, of course, and when he'd tucked her into her own bed last night, she'd asked him to stay with her. He hadn't even hesitated. He'd climbed beneath the covers and held her until she'd fallen asleep on his chest. They hadn't talked about Saturday night, or the playlist at all yesterday. They hadn't talked much at all, although his presence was comforting. Yesterday, when he'd sat down on the couch with her feet in his lap, kneading them beneath the blanket, she'd almost blurted out her feelings for him. But part of her didn't feel like she deserved him. He was so sure of himself and who he was, and made no apologies for it. He was kind and understanding, and she could be a difficult pain in the ass. In what universe did they work as a couple? She climbed out of bed, heading for the bathroom to relieve the copious amount of tea, orange juice, and water Nick insisted she ingest before bed. Once she'd finished brushing her teeth and taming the bird's nest on her head, she sniffed at her pits. Noelle wrinkled her nose and decided a shower was most definitely in order. Feeling refreshed, she put some Neosporin on her raw nostrils and came out of the bathroom to find Nick at the kitchen table with his back to her, his headphones in place. Noelle rested a hand on his shoulder, and he jumped under her touch. He took off the headphones and set them next to his laptop.
Good morning. You look better.
Better than the snot troll I was yesterday?
Absolutely. You were a disgusting creature. I didn't want to tell you, but every time you turned my way, I quaked with fear.
Gee, thanks, she laughed, warmed that his arm had gone around her waist, pulling her close.
Wait.
Nick squinted at her.
What's the stuff on your nose?
It hurt, so I put some Neosporin on it. Nick blinked.
That's genius.
My mom always did it for me. Didn't yours?
No. Epic failure. I'll have to tell her.
Noelle pushed his shoulder gently. Don't tell your mom she failed. Nick chuckled as he stood.
No promises. You hungry? I made bacon and eggs earlier, but saved you some. I can warm it up, add some toast and orange juice to go along with it.
I'd love some.
I'll get right on it.
I'll help. Noelle pulled the orange juice out of the fridge while Nick toasted the bread. "What were you doing before I walked in?" she asked.
"Shooting an email off to my boss."
"Oh, I saw the headphones on and thought you might be." She held up her arms like she was carrying a gun, making high-pitched pachoo-pachoo noises. Nick shook his head.
"First of all, the guns in our games do not pachoo, they boom. And no, I found a flash drive in my dryer. Turns out it was your playlist."
Noelle almost dropped the glass in her hand. "Oh, you remember that? I thought you may have blacked it out."
"Oh, I did completely. I had no idea what it was for. But the song I Told You So and you repeating how sorry you were while doped up on cold meds gave me a small clue that it could be a makeup playlist."
"Yes."
"The question is, are we making up as friends or more?"
Noelle's gaze dropped as she whispered, "I'd like to be more." She heard the pad of his feet across the linoleum before his bare feet came into view in front of hers. He slid his hand under her chin and raised her gaze to him. His smile sweet, brown eyes filled with tenderness.
"Me too."
Noelle threw her arms around Nick, holding him tight. "I am so sorry. I was such a jerk."
"Yeah, but so was I. You were right. I should have said no."
"I don't want to change anything about you. Just, maybe we agree to avoid Amber at all costs."
"Deal."
Nick kissed the side of her neck, cuddling her close.
"You want to go back to bed, and I'll bring your food into you?"
"Actually, I'm feeling quite a bit better. There was a chore I wanted to tackle this weekend, but since I have the day off anyway, I was thinking of heading over."
"What's the chore?"
"I got a bill from my parents' storage unit. I usually pay a year in advance. But I've been thinking, maybe it's time to face the past. Donate what I don't want, find a place for the things I do. Maybe we'll find a couple things to hang on these walls and make my apartment look less like a serial killer's lair."
"Hey, you said it, not me."
Nick rubbed her back as if sensing how much strength it took to suggest doing this.
"After breakfast, I'll take you over in my truck."
"Thanks." Noelle tried to mentally prepare herself for seeing all of her parents' things again. The last time she'd been in the storage unit was when she'd been 16 and thought she may have packed away her favorite book by mistake. Standing in front of the white roll-up door, she took a breath. Inside this cement building was everything from her life before her parents' death. She'd spent 10 years refusing to talk about it, think about it, avoiding anything that reminded her of them and what she'd lost. In the last few weeks, she'd let memories back in. Realized that by pushing her parents and past away, she hadn't been able to move forward with her life. It left her stunted and closed to all the possibilities life had for her, including love. Still, standing here, realizing that she was going to find things that would bring the pain rushing to the surface, terrified her. The eggs and bacon settled in the pit of her stomach like cement as she waited for Nick to open the locker.
"You ready?"
"Yes," she whispered. Nick swung the door up and Noelle gazed into the dimly lit unit, her heart breaking in her chest. Heavy-duty black containers stacked to one side, full of photos, mementos, clothes. She took a step forward, swallowing hard as her hand ran over the dusty top of her grandmother's piano. "I learned how to play all of my mother's favorite songs on this." Nick's arms circled her waist from behind, unknowingly giving her strength.
"I remember. My parents dragged us to every one of your recitals."
"I'm so sorry. I never realized how boring that must have been." Nick shook his head, turning her in his arms.
"Watching you perform never bored me, Noelle. Music made you shine. It was the same with your parents."
He placed his hand on the left side of her chest, over her heart.
"No matter how hard you tried to forget, your parents never left you."
Noelle sniffled, emotions already overtaking her.
I think this would look great in the living room. Don't you?
Absolutely. Piano goes then?
Yes, the piano goes.
All right. I may need to call in some backup to help me do the heavy lifting.
He kissed the bridge of her nose.
You are in no condition to lift a 1,000-pound piano.
You're not wrong. Noelle pulled out the first black tote she could reach and lifted it to the ground with a grunt. It wasn't particularly heavy, but she had the strength of a newborn kitten today, and the exertion had her huffing and puffing like the big bad wolf. Noelle popped the top off, mentally preparing herself. Inside were boxes of pictures, albums, and underneath, a large bridal box. Noelle snapped the lid into place and pushed the tote out of the unit. This goes too. Nick picked up the tote and tossed it in the back of his truck.
You doing okay?
Yeah, but fair warning, she choked.
I'm probably going to cry a lot today. That's all right. I get it. I can't imagine how painful this must be for you. Your parents were amazing people.
Having you with me helps. She grabbed the next tote, finding stacks of men, women, and children's clothes. This one will have to be gone through, but I think it can all be donated.
Can I help with anything? I don't want to step on your toes.
You're fine. Just help me pull these totes out and I'll look through. Any idea when your backup is going to show up?
It will be an hour or so.
Pike, Anthony, or both?
Both.
Ah, great. They weren't too happy with me on Saturday night. Nick pulled the lid off another tote.
They'll get over it. They adore you. This one looks more like clothes.
Noelle walked over, lifting the garment and finding a jewelry box on the bottom. This was my mom's. She had it since she was a little girl.
So keep?
Yeah, I'll go through it later. Noelle watched him pull more totes and boxes from the back, clearing her throat. I can't believe you aren't still mad at me.
For?
Fighting with you? Blaming you for what happened with Amber? Nick shook his head.
Being mad at you doesn't get me what I want.
And what's that?
You.
Noelle laughed. A bad-tempered tomboy with a mean right hook? You're right, I totally see the appeal.
I know you're mocking me and yourself, but...
Nick trailed off, crossing the unit to take her hand and pull her close.
If you look at it from my perspective, I get a fiercely loyal, protective, beautiful, funny woman who...
He waved his hand in a so-so motion.
Doesn't have terrible taste in music.
Whatever. You sent me 6 pence none the richer.
So? Kiss Me is a classic.
A classic girly piece of crap. Nick gasped, his hand covering his chest.
How dare you?
Noelle chuckled, extracting herself from his hold after a swift peck. Come on, Goob. We can't sit around here canoodling all day.
Oh, see? I got you with the canoodling now. Rubbing off on you, I am.
The sound of a vehicle rumbled down the alleyway, and Anthony backed his truck up next to Nick's. Look at that. Faster than you thought, Noelle said.
Must have taken a hoe bath.
Noelle made a face. Gross. Now they are gonna stink.
I don't know. A little hard to sweat in this frigid air.
Anthony and Pike climbed out, decked out in heavy coats, beanies, and gloves.
Heard someone needed a hero, Pike said, holding his phone up.
I Need a Hero blared from the tiny speaker, and Anthony and Pike danced their way over.
Jeez, Noelle groaned. Nerd alert. Hey now, no sass out of you, young lady. You're on probation.
Oh yeah?
Yep. You can't make fun of our clothes, and you got every round for the next month.
Noelle pretended to think about it, then snorted.
Nah, that doesn't work for me.
Pike held his arms out.
Fine, I'll settle for a hug.
That she could do. As she stepped into his hug, Nick grumbled.
I'm watching your hands, man. I'm behaving. Now, Noelle, repeat after me.
What?
Come on, it's part of your probation.
Fine.
I, Noelle, do solemnly swear that Pike is amazeballs.
She repeated it in a robotic voice, and he gave her a squeeze.
I'll take it.
He let her go, and she smiled up at Anthony. How about you, Aunt? You forgive me?
As long as you keep your distance with those germs, I'm good.
Oh, man, Pike cried.
I forgot she was infected.
Nick pointed the lid of one of the totes at him.
That's what you get for hugging on my girl.
Noelle's stomach fluttered. Pike grabbed another tote, and when he opened it, he let out a battle cry.
Oh, this one is all Nick.
He pulled out a naked Barbie doll, making her dance.
Didn't you tell us once Nick loved playing Barbies? I never played Barbies,
Nick said. Oh, he so did. He liked to dress them up and braid their hair. Anthony nodded.
I believe it. All of you shut up.
Oh, Nick, Pike sang in a high-pitched voice. Have I introduced you to my boyfriend?
Pike held a naked Ken in one hand and Barbie in the other.
Oh, I love you, Ken. Mwah, mwah, mwah.